Okay, so you know sometimes you're just like scrolling and scrolling online, right? Like endless ads for like stuff you don't need.
Totally.
And it just makes you wonder, does any marketing actually like stand out anymore?
Yeah.
Well, Chanel actually thinks so, and we're gonna dive into that today with their new campaign. It's for their Fall/Winter 2024/25 collection, and it's definitely not what you'd expect.
Definitely not what you'd expect because they went like completely old school with this one.
Right.
Like we're talking a full-on print ad in the Times.
It's so interesting to me because you're reading the article, right? And they're describing the experience of encountering this ad.
Yeah.
And it's like glossy paper and it just like stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, you can't just swipe past it. You're forced to like actually confront it.
And then there's the photo.
Oh yeah.
Brad Pitt and Penelope Cruz just like,
Windswept.
yes, effortlessly cool.
Yeah, they just like radiate that classic Hollywood glamour. And you know what? It works.
It does, because you can't deny that it grabs your attention.
Yeah.
But I also think there's something more to it than just star power.
Oh, for sure. For
Like,
sure.
Chanel is all about this idea of timeless elegance, right?
Right.
And who better to embody that than two actors who have been like at the top of their game for decades?
Exactly. They're not just like trendy. They've got staying power, just like Chanel.
Exactly. And what I thought was really interesting is that the article points out how the ad doesn't just like throw the handbag in there as an afterthought. They created a whole like storyline around Brad Pitt and Penelope Cruz and this 11.12 handbag.
Like a ménage à trois.
Yes, I
Yeah,
love that.
right. And they're drawing on the imagery from that classic film, Un homme et une femme. So you've got this like timeless romance woven into it.
Like, this isn't just a handbag, it's a legacy purchase or
Well,
something.
totally. It's giving you that history, that aspiration. Like you're buying into something bigger than just like a material object.
Right.
That's smart.
And it's not just a single image, right? Like,
Yeah.
the article talks about how there's a whole like mini movie online too.
Yeah, it's like whole campaign.
Right.
It's interesting because more and more brands are realizing that people actually want more than just like a quick hit.
Right.
Like you think about Patagonia, they've had a lot of success with those long form documentaries.
Yeah.
Like Public Trust comes to mind, and that was like what, over an hour long?
Yeah.
And then there's MailChimp with their Create Differently films. They're putting out some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it makes sense though, right? Like, if you really want to tell a story, you need more than just a few seconds.
Exactly. You need time to like draw people in and make them feel something.
Yeah, and it feels like with this campaign, Chanel is really trying to make the handbag a character in this whole story.
Totally. The article even says something like the handbag has main character energy.
Yes. Like, it's not just an accessory. It's
It's
like,
like Brad and Penelope's co-star.
yes. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of buying it.
Of course you are. It's Chanel. But seriously, it's clever.
It is.
Like they're taking this everyday object and giving it this aura of like luxury and aspiration.
It's almost like they're not even selling a handbag anymore. They're selling a feeling.
Exactly. And that's what good marketing does, right? It taps into our desires. It makes us believe that we need this thing.
Yeah, it's like if I had that bag, then dot, 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 you know.
Exactly. And that's the brilliance of it. They don't even have to say it explicitly.
Right.
We fill in the blanks ourselves.
See, and that's the thing, right? Like, we can sit here and say, oh, I see right through those marketing tricks. But it makes you wonder, like, how much of this stuff do we just internalize without even realizing it?
Oh, totally. I mean, think about how much marketing we're exposed to every single day. It's like a constant barrage of messages.
Exactly. And they're good. Like, the people creating these campaigns know what they're doing.
Right. They've got it down to a science.
It's persuasive.
Yeah.
Speaking of persuasive, did you see the price tag on this handbag?
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other level.
Over 8,000 pounds.
I mean, it's Chanel, so you kind of expect it to be up there.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, that's definitely part of the whole allure.
Right. Like, if you have to ask.
Exactly. It's about that feeling of exclusivity, like this is something special.
It makes you wonder, though, right? Like, in a world with this much marketing, how do we even begin to like filter it all out?
Right. Like, how do we know what we actually like versus what we've been told to
Right,
like?
Goy.
Honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer, but I think being aware of it is a good first step.
Right.
Like, next time you see an ad that really grabs your attention, take a second to think about why.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like, what is it about this particular image or this story that's speaking to you?
I like that.
Because once you start to understand the techniques they're using, you can be a little more critical, a little more discerning.
So it's like being aware of the matrix.
Exactly. You're plugged in, but at least you know you're plugged in.
Right. I love that. So basically what you're saying is the next time you see a really slick ad, don't just let it wash over.
Right.
Think about, unpack it, and maybe even take some inspiration from it.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Why not learn from the best, right?
Exactly. Well, on that note, this has been another deep dive.
A deep dive indeed.
Always a pleasure chatting with you, and to everyone listening, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.